يقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا.
We were discussing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His might and His power. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, the Lord of the skies and the earth and whatever is between the skies and the earth. فَعْبُدْهُ, so worship Allah alone. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَغِينَ, every day in Surah Fatiha we read that, O Allah, Thee alone do we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَغِينَ, and we seek Thy help. وَاسْتَضِرْ لِعِبَادَتِي, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions that the problems and the difficulties that and the hardships that come in my obedience, all the sabr that you will make. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, tests are going to come, hardships are going to come, مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, problems to your business, difficulty, hardship, loss, all this is going to come. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned this repeatedly in the Quran. لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test you which one of you is going to remain steadfast in the halat, in the conditions that are going to come. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, when insan will be gathered before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then one announcer will announce, أَيْنَ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ, where are the people that had patience in this dunya? فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنَ النَّاسِ, one group of people will stand up. It will be told to them, انطلقوا إلى الجنة, they go away to Jannah. And they will start walking towards Jannah. فتتلقاهم الملائكة, ان کے سامنے ملائكة آئیں گے. The angels will approach them, إلى أين, where are you off to? So they will answer, إلى الجنة, we are going to Jannah. The ملائكة will be astonished, قبل الحساب, before account and before حساب you are going to Jannah. So this group and this batch of people will answer, لا حساب علينا, there is no حساب for us, there is no account for us. So the angels will be more astonished that your people are dying for one good act, and here these people are granted entrance into Jannah without hisab. So the angels will inquire, من أنتم, who are you? They will answer, نحن أهل الصبر, we are the people that had patience in this dunya. The malaika will ask, ماذا صبركم, what patience did you have in this dunya, on the grounds of which today you have been granted entry into the gardens of bliss, into the gardens of eternity, Jannatul Khuld. So they will answer, respected listeners, three types of sabr. Let us listen to it attentively, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability of inculcating every of the three types into our lives. The first sabr that they will mention, صَبَّرْنَا أَنفُسَنَا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, we exercised patience when it came to the obedience of Allah. It was the month of Ramadan, we were very thirsty, we were very hungry, it was the order of Allah, we controlled ourselves and we abstained from food and drink, abstained from satisfying our carnal passions and desires. On the Amr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we made sabr, the hunger that came, the thirst that came, the tiredness that came, all the difficulties that came our way, we made sabr. صَبَّرْنَا أَنفُسَنَا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, we made sabr as far as abstaining from haram earnings. If we were involved into this deed, into this interest transaction, I could extend my house and I could go for a vacation and I could have a different, I could buy myself a new outfit and I could go for holiday, all these things I could do, but it was based on haram earnings. I made sabr and I, so to say, deprived myself of the comfort of this dunya because I was well acquainted that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward me because of that in the akhirah. صَبَّرْنَا أَنفُسَنَا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, the second sabr, صَبَّرْنَاهَا عَنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, when it came to the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we made sabr. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when he was threatened that if you will not satisfy my need and desire, Zulaykha mentioned to him, then you will be placed into jail, you will be placed into prison. What did he mention? قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ, وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين. Oh my Lord, that day is more beloved to me than disobeying or violating any order of yours. I'm better off in the jail, and I'm better off in pain than in your disobedience. I'm better off in agony than in your disobedience. وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن. And if you will not divert the evil plots of this woman, the evil conspiracies of this woman, then وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Then who can save Yusuf if you will not protect me, O my Lord? So the second sabr that we made, we controlled our passions and our desires. Walking in the bazaars, the passion was at its peak. We were able to satisfy our needs and turn our gaze right and left and enjoy and comfort ourselves. No one was watching us other than Allah. And it was out of the fear of Allah that that youngster lowered his gaze. He lowered his nazar. He took a walk through that bazaar, not being affected by the environment, not being affected by the young girls, not being affected by the music. Allahu Akbar, reciting the first kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadihi al-khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. What will Allah grant that youngster? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظُلَّ إِلَّا ظُلُّ. Allah's Qasam, Allah will give him shade under his throne on that day where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. And the third sabr that we made, when difficulties and hardships came, poverty came our way, we held fast to the order of Allah and to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not give up the orders of Allah in material, what the condition came, what the halat came, in even adversity, we turned to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the grounds of these three amal and these three sabr on the various occasions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us this true sabr. We come to the masjid, it is very hot, the fans are on or not, I have come to the masjid, I have to perform my salah. I'm not going to blow my talk. I'm not going to argue with the mutawallis. I'm not going to argue with the imam sahab. No, whatever that little 15 minutes of heat that I'm going to experience or uneasiness that I'm going to experience, it is for someone that I love, so I'm ready to do it. Husband goes to purchase something for his wife. He goes through the traffic, the headache, everything. He buys it and he comes. Why? Because it is for someone whose muhabbat is in his heart. He goes through all the difficulties for his child to go and buy him one sweet or one game or whatever the case may be. Why? The muhabbat of that person is in his heart. When the muhabbat of Allah will come in our heart, then we will also have that urge and that crave and that desire to make sacrifice in that direction to earn the pleasure of our Lord. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. Insan is astonished. Man says, when I am dead, shall I be then given life again? Will I then be resurrected? أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. How is this possible? He challenges Allah. وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. They came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One kafir, na'udhu billah, challenging the verses of Allah. He picks up one bone and what does he say? أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who can give life to these decomposed bones? They have rot, the bones have decomposed into the sand. Who is going to return the soul? And how can questioning take place in the grave? هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوَعَدُونَ إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. There is nothing in the akhirat. There is nothing like the grave. There is nothing like the questioning in the grave. Allah says, my banda, I create you, I give you intelligence, or meri di hui akal se tu mera muqabla karta hai. The intelligence I have given you, you use in that very same intelligence to challenge the verses of Allah. Like the father tells his son, I gave you so much and I bought you this and today you want to teach me. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Does an insan think that we created him from a filthy fluid of water, مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونٍ. Various places Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the origination, the creation of insan from which he originated. And today he wants to argue with us.
هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا.
A time passed over insan that no one discussed him, no one knew he's going to come into existence. Who brought you into existence?
Sometimes you look at some people, jasamat, huge in size. Allahu Akbar, once upon a time this man was in his womb's mother, in his mother's womb. Today he's double the size of his mother, but can we fathom, can we imagine, once upon a time he was in the womb of his mother. So, oh insan, you were so small, who gave you this intelligence and this taqat and this strength and this ability? That very same Allah that gave you this ability, and that very same Allah that gave you this body, once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will return your soul to you in the grave. It comes in the hadith, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, كَذَّبَنِي إِبْنُ Adam. Insan has regarded me as a liar, and how can he do so? How is that? Insan says, لَيُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَعَنِي. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not return my soul to me. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not give life to me again like how he created me. Whereas I am going to do it. So insan is saying, na'udhu billah, oh Allah, you are a liar, because na'udhu billah, you cannot do it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيًّا. Oh insan, never mind you and the entire dunya has to come before me. I will gather everyone around the fire of Jahannam. وَكُنَّ إِنسَانٍ أَيْزَنَّاهُ طَاعِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأَ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Each man will come before Allah, and his name amal will be placed before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he will come alone, and he will have to give hisab of everything. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إن الله سريع الحساب. You might be under the impression that na'udhu billah, Allah needs computers and Allah needs calculators to take the hisab of the entire creation. Allah says, everything has been recorded in the Lawh Mahfuz, and I have the knowledge of everything, awwaleen and akhireen. Everything is, I have the knowledge. إن الله سريع الحساب. In seconds Allah can take the hisab of the entire creation. فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا. Each one will come around Jahannam. وترى كل أمة جاثية. كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. That day when the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام will be kneeling before Allah. Respected listeners, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about Qiyamah and the seriousness of the Qiyamah. Tada'ul Akbar, the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it repeatedly in the Quran to make man understand that this day is to dawn upon you. Whether you understand or you fail to understand, whether you recognize or you fail to recognize, that day is to come and you have to stand before your Lord. لا بد لك ولكل نفس من المرور علي والوقوف بين يدي لنذكرك أفعالك حتى إذا أيقنت بالبوار وأدركت أنك من أهل النار أوليتك غفراني ومنحتك رضواني وقلت لك لا تخف ولا تحزن لقد غفرت الذنوب والأوزار ومن أجلك سميت نفسي العزيز الغفار. Oh my banda, you are going to come before me, and I'm going to remind you of the smallest thing that you committed in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. The blazing fire of Jahannam. Insan gathered around the fire of Jahannam. Hammi ummats are coming. One Nabi is coming with his ummah. Those people that led the nation astray. يقدم يوم القيام يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار وبئس الورد المورود. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, Fir'aun will bring his army. He will bring his nation. He will bring the Qibtiyin to the fire of Jahannam. وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَى. He led his people astray. And what did he tell them? وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. Oh my people, I am guiding you to the correct way, and I am guiding you to paradise. He will bring you the whole nation, and he will drive you the whole nation to the fire of Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا. When Fir'aun will come with his people, Qarun will come with his people, Haman will come with his people, Shaddad will come with his people, Abu Jahl will come with his nation, Abu Lahab will come with his nation, each Ra'is will come with his people in front of the fire of Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا. حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل. What do we say, O Allah? هَاُولَٰئِ أَضَلُّونَا. These people led us astray. That very same Fir'aun, he used to tell us that he is Allah. Like ignorant people, we took to his message. فَآتِهِمْ ضِعْفًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِّنَ النَّارِ. O Allah, we know that we disobeyed you and we go into Jahannam. But do us one favor, Allah. How can we sort this anger of ours on Fir'aun? Give him double Jahannam. Give him double punishment. Like when the children, the one takes the other one without ijazat and they went to play. And the father hates them. Say, Papa, tami mane bhi marjo, pan ine do marjo. Ye mane lejo. You can hit me above, but he took us. Ne ini vaat hamro. I heard what he had to say, so give him two. What will they say? ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلون السبيلا ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا. Oh Allah, we heard the message and we have to do what they told us. Allah, ya Allah, you punish them, ya Allah, you burn them, let them suffer. Allah, let them suffocate. Oh Allah, what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention? قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون. He is getting double and you also getting double. I didn't give you intelligence to think. Didn't you see the creation of the skies and the earth? Didn't this reflect on my greatness and my power and my might? إن البعر لا يدل على البعير وإن آثار الأقدام لا تدل على المسير فالسماء ذات الأبراج والأرض ذات الفجاج والبحار ذات الأمواج ألا يدل ذلك على اللطيف الخبير. The droppings of a cow indicate the passing of a cow. The footsteps of insan indicate the passing of insan. فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتِ الْأَبْرَاجِ. O insan, are you blind to see such a sky? You can't see the sky. وَكَمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How many of my signs insan sees daily but he ignores it. He doesn't ponder and contemplate over my greatness. They will be gathered around the fire of Jahannam. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم الجثية. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions, as the youth of my ummah will be driven towards Jahannam, what will they say? Wa shababa, hai hamari jawani, aaj koi hamari jawani pe taras to kao. Someone think about our youth. And when the elderly people of my ummah will be taken, then they will be crying over the old age. When the women of my ummah will be dragged towards Jahannam, they will be crying of the dignity and the tawneen, how they will be disgraced in front of everyone. أَمَّا الرِّجَالُ فَبِالنُّحَىٰ. The man will be caught by their beards and dragged towards Jahannam. وَأَمَّا النِّسَاءُ فَبِالنَّوْحَةِ. And the woman will be grabbed by their forelocks and their foreheads, and they will be dragged towards Jahannam. Hai hamari ruswai, hai hamari beizzati, hai hamari tohin, aaj koi hame bachave. Thumma lananzi'anna min kulli shi'atin ayyuhum ashaddu ala ar-Rahmani utiya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, yabna Adam, yabna Adam, tashtari an-nara bithamanin ghalin wala tashtari al-jannata bithamanin rakhisin. O my servant, you are purchasing Jahannam for such an expensive price. You are going from here to Sun City and you are using thousands of rands and you are buying Jahannam. Spend one rand on my name and you'll get Jannat. O insan, how foolish you are. Thousands of rands to buy Jahannam and one rand you can buy Jannat and you're not buying Jannat. That is why Yahya Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Tarku Dunya Shadid Walakin Tarku Al-Jannati Ashad. وَمَهْرُ الْجَنَّةِ تَرْكُ الدُّنْيَا. Allahu Akbar. To leave the dunya is very difficult. But all Muslimin and all Muslimat, to leave the Jannat is more difficult than leaving the dunya. And what is the dowry of paradise? To leave the dunya, that is the mahr of Jannat. So leave the dunya and you have the dowry of Jannat. Now Jannat is yours. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. ارے مسلمان, خدا کی قسم, تو نہ بیوی کا ہے, تو نہ بچوں کا ہے, تو نہ حکومت کا ہے, تو نہ وزارت کا ہے, تو اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول کا ہے. اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول کا بن کے چلے گا تو یہ سارا نظام تیرے تابع ہو کے چلے گا. یو آر اللہ ان اللہ رسول. تو اللہ کا تو اللہ اللہ اکبر رسول کا رسول کا نائب ہے اور اللہ کا غلام ہے. یو آر دا سرونٹ آف اللہ اینڈ یو آر دا ریپرزینٹیٹو آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, then most certainly we will drag out from every group all those who were most rebellious when it came to the ahkam of Allah. In other words, we find that the kafir is the one that denies Allah. But there are different stages in kufr also, according to one tafsir I am commentating on this verse. There are maratib, there are stages in kufr. Certain people deny the oneness of Allah and then they are challenging Islam also. They are making mazak of Allah and Allah's Rasul. They are mocking at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, we will drag them out first. Like I mentioned, the leader of every nation, those that took the people astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drag them out first. Now who disobeyed Allah, how much? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صُلِيًّا. And we certainly know best who disobeyed us, how much. Who made mazak of which order of Allah is in the knowledge of Allah. Billions of people will be there. Respected listeners, what is Allah تبارك وتعالى telling us? That how vast is ilm his. وَفِعَ عِلْمُهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. His knowledge is over everything. That when that hen lays eggs, how many eggs insan will eat, how many will insan won't eat, from how many babies will come out, how long that baby will live, what that baby will eat, when that chick will die, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ عَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ. How many raindrops have fallen and will fall is in the knowledge of Allah. How much hair is there is on the body of every insan is in the knowledge of Allah. How many dust particles there are on this dunya is in the full knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. What is in the womb of every female, the fish in the ocean, the bird in the air, insan in the dunya, the animal kingdom in the jungle, the changes that are happening in the womb of every female. اللهم يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. Every angel is coming there. How every organ, one limb of the child, the fetus, Allahu Akbar, is being placed onto the fetus. The rosy of the fetus is being written. The lifespan of the fetus is being written. When the mother is misusing her eyes, Allah is telling the angel, give that fetus eyes. Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, let us ponder in that filthy fluid of water, where is hidden the brains of insan, where is hidden the eyes of insan, where is hidden the ears of insan, where is hidden the palms of insan, where is hidden the nails of insan. Allahu Akbar. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. What a factory of Allah is transpiring in the womb of that mother. Oh my insan, oh my banda, what more proof do you need to recognize the oneness of your Allah? ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيَعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عُتِيَّا ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا سُلِيَّا. We know exactly who will go in and who has disobeyed us, how much. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. What a ayah. Allah says, don't ever think for a moment He is unaware of the evil of the transgressors, the evil doers, those that are causing evil and corruption. Outwardly we see nothing happening. Don't think Allah doesn't know, He knows. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا. And every one of you has to cross the full sirat, the journey of 1500 years. أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ وَأَحَدُّ مِنَ السَّيْفِ. Thinner than the hair and sharper than a blade. 1500 year journey, every insan has to cross it. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his head was in the lap of his wife. He started crying. So he's seeing his wife is crying. He asked his wife, مَا يُبْكِيكِ. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Ikram, when they were sitting together, husband and wife, what were they discussing? Their family discussions, what was it? Oh my wife, why are you crying? What does she say? رَأَيْتُكَ تَبَكِي فَبَكَيْتُ. Oh my beloved, I seen you crying, so I started crying. So what did he say? This verse crossed through my mind. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Allah says every person has to cross the full Sirat, but Allah doesn't say that everyone is going to make it across. That flashes through my mind, will I make it across or will I fall in the fire of Jahannam? Because of that, it gives me a shiver in my body and it gives me a restless night. It gives me a nightmare. How will I come before Allah? Will I cross this or not? We know the famous incident of that woman, that the king's men came and they stole the maid Ghassab of Macau. Next day she was informed that the king will be crossing this bridge here with his men. So she stood at that bridge. And when the king came past, she told him, Badshah Salamat, your majesty, O king, I would like to ask you one thing. Do you want to settle it on that bridge or do you want to settle it on that bridge? Do you want to sort out your account on that bridge or do you want to sort it out in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam on that bridge that is thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade? Kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. It has been decided and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has passed the decision that everyone will pass. And of course, the chosen servants of Allah, they will not be aware of it, they will pass. To such an extent that he comes in one hadith, when the jannatis will go into jannat, then they will ask, أَلَمْ يَعِدْنَا رَبُّنَا الْمُرُودَ عَلَى النَّارِ. Did Allah Pak not promise us that we are going to cross the pool Sirat? So it will be told to them, قَدْ مَرَرْتُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهِيَ خَامِدَةٌ. You have crossed it, but you are unaware of it. It will be made cool for them, and they will cross the pool Sirat with ease and comfort. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we will leave the evildoers and the transgressors. نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. We will save the Muslimin and the muttaqeen from the fire, and they will cross it with the speed of lightning. And the munafiqeen and the kuffar will fall into the fire of Jahannam, which will be their abode forever and ever. We make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He make us cross the full Sirat with the speed of lightning. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us Jannah without reckoning. Respected listeners, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu is worried about how he's going to cross the Sirat. Sahaba Ikram are worried about how they are going to cross the Sirat, whereas they were given the Basharat in the very same dunya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that I hope from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that anyone who participated in Badr or anyone who participated in Hudaybiyah, he will be granted entry into Jannah. So one of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, Hafsa radiallahu anha, told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the Quran says, look at the intelligent, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, that everyone will have to cross the pool Sirat, and you are saying they will go to Jannah without reckoning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, but oh Hafsa, don't you see the verse that follows after that? ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Yes, they will cross it, but Allah Pak will make it so cool for them, like the fire was cool for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. It is the control of Allah. For one it will be hot, and for the other one it will be exceptionally cool. So they will cross the speed, or they will cross pool Sirat with the speed of lightning. Yet they were worried that how they are going to cross it. Respected listeners, we have a court case, we are worried. We have an interview in front of someone, we are worried. Walker Joe, the work that he can do is not give you the job. What else can he do? Refuse you the offer, nothing else. Let us sit and ponder. Allah Pak is going to take our interview. We have to stand before Allah. We have to give hisab before Allah. Let us sit down every day and think about this day. Prepare about this day, my respected listeners. With which face are we going to come before Allah? When Sahaba Ikram will be standing up, Allahumma inni uqsimu an alqa al-aduwa gadan, fayaqtulunani, wa yabkuru batani, wa yajda'u anfi, wa udhini. Oh Allah, Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, tomorrow in the battlefield, give the disbeliever an upper hand over me. Let him cut my stomach, let him cut my eyes, let him remove my ears, let him remove my nose, let him, oh Allah, disfigure me, change my appearance, and in this condition, oh Allah, let me come before you, so that I can show you my embarrassy and my ajali, oh Allah. Then you must ask me what happened. Then I will say, oh Allah, this was for your deen. Respected listeners, how are we going to come before Allah? How are we going to fear before Allah? Let this drum, let this come into our head. Let us ponder about this. Let us think about this. Al-mawtu ka'sun wa kullu an-nasi sharibuhu wal-qabru babun wa kullu an-nasi dakhiluhu. Death is a reality. It is a utensil and everyone has to drink from it. And the grave is a door and everyone has to enter through this door. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to prepare for the day that will be lowered 6 feet. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.